This is GQDN for Friday, April 25th, 2025. Brought to you today by Audible. Go get your free credit. audibletrial.com/GQ25 by swiftenergy.gg. Go get those drink mixes. Delicious, delicious, delicious stuff. And get the one called Questworthy. It's really good stuff. It is really good stuff. And by patreon.com/thegroupquest. By the way, swiftenergy.gg. Put in the promo code Quest. Get 25% off your purchase. It's fine. It's good. And on Patreon, we got a lot of stuff up there too, including links to the Discord and Discord perks. So yeah, go check it out. And by stackup.org. In today's news for Friday, we have Resident Evil 4. We talked about what's leaving PlayStation Plus, but now we're going to talk about what's coming to PlayStation Plus June. And Pokemon's got some plushies. Yes, they do. But we begin today with some technical stuff, because PC Gamer did say that the new Intel CEO is looking for a new partnership with NVIDIA. Why? Well, first off, who's the new CEO? That's Lip Bhutan, and he conducted his very first earnings call with the new roll call for investors and banking bigwigs there yesterday, along with promising the restructuring of the company, which would include, quote, flattening, end quote, the management team, and requiring everyone to go back to the office for 4 days a week. And he also revealed that he has some aspirations for AI. Now, Intel does plan some AI hardware for the role of x86 chips. Tan did say, quote, "We're going to look for partnership with the industry's leader to build a purpose-built silicon and software to optimize for that platform," end quote. Now, he was not clear on which leader that he was looking for, but PC Gamer did say that he was looking to team up with NVIDIA. That's what they were thinking. And that way Tan could get the Intel chips to NVIDIA's solution racks machines for processing the AI. So, what could he do? Well, he was talking about that production in a further quote. We're taking a holistic approach to redefine our portfolio to optimize our products for new and emerging AI workloads. We are making necessary adjustments to our product roadmap so that we are positioned to make the best in the class products while staying laser focused on the execution and ensuring on-time delivery. However, I want to emphasize that this is not a quick fix here. These changes will take time, end quote. Now, keep in mind, Tan does want to slash about 20% of the Intel's workforce, so layoffs will be coming. Because he said about that, quote, "Organizational complexity and bureaucracy have been suffocating the innovation and the agility we need to win. If it takes too long for decisions to get made, we will significantly reduce the number of layers that get in the way. As a first step, I have flattened the structure of my leadership," end quote. So, there will be that. We will see what happens with Intel going forward. Keep in mind, we do talk about everything that happens with Intel and NVIDIA because they do affect video games, the making of video games, and the playing of video games. So something like this does grab our attention. And you know NVIDIA, well, apparently they're making some chips for the Switch 2. So if we're talking about Nintendo, Nintendo doesn't want any achievements. Well, depending on what the game is. According to Polygon.com, that seems to be the case. So, Nintendo did confirm that the Switch 2 will not have achievements. As Polygon did talk to Nintendo's Vice President of the Players and Product, Bill Tran, and they wanted to know about the changes and introduce the ambiguous progress trackers, and they asked if it would happen, and Bill said one word, quote, "Nope," end quote. So that will not happen. Now, they did go on to say that it was possibly too late to let that happen because the development was already done, but they didn't give any reason as to why it did not happen, according to Polygon. So, no achievement, but people will still enjoy the Switch 2 if they get it. And if they do get it, this game will be on there. ESPN.com. If you know it's that, you know what's coming. Said that EA College Football 26 is on the way. So EA has been hard at work once again on College Football 26. As we know, last year they came out with EA Sports 25, and we did like that game. We felt, both me and Golvin, felt that that game did deserve some discussions in the awards shows. But 26 is set to come out on July the 10th in PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series X and S. Well, that's what's going to be there. But for now, College Football 26 will be skipping both PC and Switch 2. Now, Madden NFL 26 will come out on PC, PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X and S, and Switch 2 on August 14th. So could this come later on this year for PC and Switch 2? We'll see. But there are some different additions to the game. And we're talking about pre-ordering. If you want the EA CFB 26 Standard Edition and you pre-order it, you'll get the Cut All-Hand Pack, Dynasty Coach Points, and Road to Glory Skill Points. Now, the Deluxe Edition has Advanced Access, July 7th through the 10th, 4,600 College Football Points, Advanced Access, Ultimate Team Solo Challenges, Cut Top Prospect, and that requires pre-ordering before June 19th, Cut All-Hands Pack, Dynasty Coach Points, and Road to Glory Skill Points. The MVP Bundle has a few more things to it. Once again, Advanced Access, 4,600 College Football Points, Advanced Ultimate Team Solo Challenges, the Cut Top Prospect Pack, Cut All Hands Pack, Dynasty Coach Points, Road to Glory Skill Points, but you also get the MVP On the Clock Pack College Football 25 item, which that requires the pre-ordering before April 29th. So you got 4 days to get it. Now, the On Clock Pack contains a 99 overall Travis Hunter play item for both EA CFB 25, Madden NFL 25, as well as the Cut and the Mutt Elite Player item for both of the upcoming titles. Is there a price for it, according to this article? No, but you'll have to check it out yourself. PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series X and S. It's the only ones so far. Now, if you play Pokemon TCG Pocket Expansion, the Celestial Guardians will be coming soon, according to My Nintendo News. So that will be starting on April 30th, so in 5 days, and they did show a video about it. Now, the players can see the Pokemon in the Pokemon Sun and Pokemon Moon video games, and that would include the Alola regions for his partner Pokemon Rowlett, Litten, and Popplio. And the Celestial Guardians will have two new digital boosters that will have the legendary Pokemon Solgaleo and Lunilia. And players can also look forward to a new drop event, special missions, and accessories just for their favorite cards. Indeed. Now on PlayStation Blog, yeah, they were talking about Doom the Dark Ages, and there's a brand new realm for the Dark Age, and it is called the Cosmic Realm, because he did reveal that on the PlayStation Blog, along with some artwork that would go for the things that you'll be facing if you played Doom, and maybe some of the weapon, along with a little bit of game. Interesting, don't you think? You know that's going to be up on place, because PlayStation Lifestyle did say that there's going to be some games coming to the premium June 2025. Yes, this June, and that says June 17th. And that'll be FBC Firebreak that will be coming to PlayStation. Extra and premium, June 17th. Should be good stuff, right? If you want some plushies, well, this is more Pokemon for you via Kotaku.com. Eevee's going to be one of the plushies. I do wonder if Medros is going to get one. He probably should. Now, that's according to PokeShopper, and they're in Japan, but still, they're plushies. It's Eevee, Jolteon, Flareon, and Vaporeon, and that'll be running until May 19th. Now, the Eevee plush is about $27, and this is Japan money. Yen. If you want all the plushies, well, if you're in Japan, you're in luck. It'll be about $2,500 for all the plushies. But there's an update to the site. Yeah, the U.S. Pokemon Center store said that they are nearly $400 on some of them. Now, Some of them, the EV Pokey Plush 16 inches is $50. But some of the other ones, $400. So anywhere from $40. Luxury Plush is $40. I'm sorry, Superior Pokey Plush is $33. So anywhere from $33 up to $400. So good luck and have fun with that. But we do have to say congratulations to Resident Evil 4 Remake, because they've gotten up to 10 million sales. Yes, they did. And that was one of the fastest ones to get the 10 million sales to date. Thanks, Eurogamer. You did good, boys. And that's to the Resident Evil team. Well done. Tomorrow, twitch.tv/DawnForge for the weekly show. This has been a Dawn Forge production, 2025. All rights are reserved. See you tomorrow night. Until then, go play some video games, people.